Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. So, how are those New Year's resolutions going? I wonder how many of our promises involve food. You know, lose weight, cut down on this and that, eat fewer snacks. Well, maintaining a healthy diet is a fantastic way to contribute to your health. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, once a new approach to eating sets into your lifestyle, it becomes something of a habit and pretty easy to stick to.
And I think it's important. I mean, there's two things in the New Year's, lose weight or eat healthy. you know, eat healthy is an easy one in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, just it's I don't even think you need to explain it. Lose weight, it's a tough one because it's a lifestyle change in a lot of ways. And sometimes things that you don't want to do. But let's be honest. I mean, it's just reducing calories. And I think that there's some simple things that one can do to do that. I think that substituting olive oil for butter in a lot of ways helps do that. I mean, calorically, they're actually almost the same. But in terms of a variety of other health components, olive oil trumps butter on many ways. The other thing to do is change cooking methods. I mean, a lot of times we put oil in a pan or butter and start to saute things. I think steaming and cooking actually in papillote or paper is a great way to sort of eliminate some of that extra calories from the cooking medium rather than the food you eat. And there's some great recipes that you can use. And I'm not talking about steaming broccoli. I'm talking about steaming an entire meal like in a bamboo basket. I mean, just as dumplings would be in Asia or other things, or actually like wrapping a piece of fish with a whole bunch of spices, ginger, some soy in a piece of paper and putting it in the oven and using the sort of natural juices to steam it to intensify the flavor and give you quite a delicious, very healthy dish.
Now, you mentioned cooking on papillote.
Yeah.
Well, we better specify what kind of paper are we looking for?
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's parchment paper. It's something you can buy, I think, in almost grocery store, any grocery store. And it's a paper that has a high flash point. So when you
obviously,
when you put it in the oven, it doesn't burn. And it actually traps in the moisture. And so therefore, you know, unlike steaming or boiling where the steam and the water are taking away some of the flavor, once you wrap something in paper, you're keeping everything that's in the product in the dish. And therefore, it's really good. I mean, another thing that I think is amazing is pressure cookers. I know people are scared of them, and I think we've talked about them on the show before. But you can eliminate a lot of the extra calories from the cooking medium by just putting things in the pressure cooker and let them go for like 20 minutes. Even things like risotto, like rice, which I think even though it's carbohydrate heavy, is not calorically heavy in terms of like per volume.
Right. Yeah.
You can make some great sort of rice dishes in the pressure cooker in 20 minutes without adding the extra calories when you're cooking it in the pan.
And I think seasoning the finished dish must really help an awful lot to give flavor and satisfaction to it.
Of course. I mean, you know, no one wants to add extra salt, but there are a lot of other things that one can sprinkle on food, such as dried herbs or even fresh herbs or even a squeeze of lemon or some orange zest or something like that, that will sort of bring out some extra flavor that will help you sort of just drop your caloric intake and maybe get you to that goal of losing a few pounds.
But don't think you can do it without exercise.
Well, I mean, we're not. This is not an exercising show. Yes, no, everybody needs to move around. But in theory, if you don't change anything but drop 10 calories a day in your diet, you will lose weight.
There you go. We're going to put this on the website and hope you can stick to your resolutions. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.